Welcome to Storytime. This is Aunt Dee. I'm so glad you chose to join us today. Have you ever heard someone say, "She's as quiet as a mouse," or "He eats like a pig"? How about this one? "He has a memory like an elephant." Did you know that over and over in the Bible, God says, "We are like sheep"? Do you know anything about sheep? If you do, then you know this is not the animal you would choose to be like. Sheep are pretty dumb and helpless. They get lost easily. They can't defend themselves against other animals. They cannot take care of themselves and find their own food. Sheep are easily frightened. That's why sheep need a shepherd, someone to care for them. In our Bible verse today, we read about a shepherd. The Bible says that once, when the Lord Jesus was here on earth, he was looking at a crowd of people walking around in the wilderness. Do you think Jesus saw them as rich and poor, old and young, sick and well, pretty or ugly, smart or dumb? No. The Bible says when Jesus looked at them, he had compassion on them, for he saw them as sheep without a shepherd to care for them. They were like lost sheep, lost in their sin. How the Lord Jesus loved them. He knew they were helpless and needed a shepherd. And the good shepherd knew he had come to help them. But he didn't just come to help the people way back then. The Lord Jesus knows all about you, and he loves you too, and he wants to help you. John 10:11 tells how the Lord Jesus helps us. "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." John 10:11. Let's read it together now. "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." We know the good shepherd means Jesus. Let's say his name where it says the good shepherd. Ready? Jesus is the good shepherd. Jesus gives his life for the sheep. And who are the sheep? Yes, us. Jesus was really saying, "I will take your punishment for sin, and that means I will die in your place." Even though Jesus proved he was the good shepherd by his love for people, still some in that very crowd hated him. They didn't believe he was the Son of God, even though they saw the wonderful miracles he did and heard his wonderful words. They did not want to follow the Lord Jesus, and they kept on going their own way. "Why do you listen to him?" they asked the rest of the crowd. Do you know what some of them did? Well, John 10:31 and 39 tells us. "Then the Jews took up stones to stone him. They tried again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand." Later, we read, though, that they did arrest the Lord Jesus, and he didn't try to escape, and they brought him to trial. Do you think Jesus' enemies gave him a fair trial? No. When Pilate, the Roman governor, questioned Jesus, he could find no fault in him. Why couldn't he? Because Jesus is the perfect Son of God, and he's never done anything wrong. Evil men came as false witnesses to lie to Pilate. And although Jesus knew they were lying, he did not open his mouth to defend himself. The angry people shouted out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Finally, even though Pilate knew Jesus was innocent, Pilate was persuaded by the crowd to let them have their way. And they led Jesus out to crucify him. Boys and girls, do you think Jesus could have stopped all this? After all, he's the Son of God who has the power to do anything. Yes, he could have stopped it. But let's just read how Jesus used his power. John 10:17 and 18 tells us, "My Father loves me, because I laid down my life that I might take it again. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again." It was the power of love Jesus was showing that day. Soldiers took the Lord Jesus to a hill called Mount Calvary to crucify him. To die by crucifixion meant they nailed the Lord Jesus by his hands and feet to a rough wooden cross. It was a slow and very painful death to die. There was a crowd gathered round to watch his death. Most of them were enemies of the Lord Jesus. And in Matthew 27:40-42, we read that they cried out, "If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." The chief priests mocked him with the scribes and elders, the religious leaders, and they said, "Ha! He saved others, but he cannot save himself. If he is the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him." They didn't understand, did they, boys and girls, that Jesus was not trying to save himself. He was dying to save you and me. Let's say our Bible verse again, John 10:11. "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." John 10:11. Jesus used his power to stay on that cross. He knew the blood that came from his head, his hands, and his feet would be the payment for your sin and my sin. Leviticus 17:11 says, "For it is the blood that makes an atonement," or a payment, "for your souls." Finally, Jesus cried out, "It is finished," and he gave up his life. The good shepherd had given his life for you and me. Later, friends came and took Jesus' body down from the cross and buried him in a rich man's burial place called a sepulcher or tomb. It was a cave-like place, and instead of a door, a big stone was rolled in front of the opening. Jesus' enemies again went to Pilate. In Matthew 27, we read their words to Pilate, "Sir, we remember that deceiver said while he was yet alive, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' Command that the tomb be guarded until the third day, because his disciples may try to come by night and steal his body, and tell all the people that he's risen from the dead." That deceiver, they had called the Lord Jesus. Was Jesus a deceiver? Was he lying when he said, "I have the power to lay down my life, and I have the power to take it again"? Well, wait just a minute, and we'll see. Pilate did send guards to watch the tomb day and night. But did those guards have the power to keep Jesus from coming back to life? Perhaps everyone thought they did. But the Bible says very early on the third day, there was a great earthquake, and a mighty angel swept down from heaven and rolled the stone away from the door of the tomb. Boys and girls, there was no one in the tomb. Jesus was risen from the dead, just as he said. The frightened soldiers ran into the city to tell the news. Jesus was alive, for he did have the power to come back to life. 40 days later, the Lord Jesus went back to heaven, to his special place of honor at the right hand of God. He is still the Good Shepherd today. If you receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior, he is your Good Shepherd every day of your life. He has saved you from your sin, and he's caring for you every day. One day, he'll take you to be with him in heaven. But maybe you never knew you needed Jesus to be your shepherd. You are that sheep that is still lost and going his own way, far away from God. Without the Lord Jesus, you will be lost forever in your sin, never able to be with God in heaven. Jesus came to give his life to save you from that sin. 1 Corinthians 15:3 says Christ died for our sin. The Lord Jesus is alive now, waiting to save you from sin, waiting to become your good shepherd. Romans 10:9 says, "If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you will believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Like a little lost sheep, you can call out to Jesus right now and ask him to save you. Will you go right now to How to Be a Child of God? If you've believed on the Lord Jesus and asked him to save you, He's already your good shepherd forever. Jesus says in John 10:27-28, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Let's remember that wonderful truth by using our hand. Open your hand out wide. Think of this hand as being the Lord Jesus' hand. The thumb can be you. Now bend your thumb toward the middle of your hand and close all the other fingers over it. Think of how you are safe forever in the hand of your good shepherd. Can anyone remove you from the hand of Jesus? No. But now open your other hand out wide. Imagine your other hand is God the Father. Now place your other hand over the first one as you listen to this verse from John 10:29. "My Father which gave them to me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." You're in Jesus' hand and the Father's hand. You are double safe forever. If you know the Lord Jesus, can Satan pull you out of those wonderful hands? Never. When you are afraid or feel lonely, when others make fun of you as a Christian, remember Jesus' promise. He also says in Hebrews 13:5, "I will never leave you." Talk to your good shepherd all through the day. That's called prayer. And when you read your Bible, that's called listening to your good shepherd, for he speaks to you through his word. Most of all, obey your good shepherd, for he knows what's best for you. Aren't you glad you have a good shepherd? Why not stop right now and thank him for being your good shepherd?
That's all for story time today, boys and girls. But don't forget to join us next time. And why not take time today to send Aunt Dee a note at goodfriend.com.